My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies, and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your most brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the Simplicity platform. Welcome to our radio show. Soon enough, we'll be switching to podcasts, which is exciting. We're building a new website and lots of exciting stuff coming in the future. And so we will still have access to Blog Talk Radio, but the future is bright with podcasts. So that's super exciting. Let's go straight to the question. Kaya, who will do best at times like this, and do you see this uncertainty and chaos ending soon? Okay, great question. So this is a perfect time to study everything we've been doing in this work. Right now, it's like a testing. So, you know, you go to school and then you finally have your final exams. Well, this isn't final exams, say midterm exams, where you get to, you test out how you're doing. So how are you doing? Most of my clients that I've worked with or that I'm in touch with, you're faring really, really well. You understand that this is just an experience. So this virus right now is an experience. And you're not taking it personally. You're understanding there's a lot of uncertainty. But to change, we have to change. So it's like we're stepping back and watching, you know, when they demolish a building, it's like you're not sad that the building's being demolished. You're actually excited because you're going to be building a way more beautiful, streamlined, simple foundation, strong materials, brilliant, clear, pure building. So to change, we have to change. And sometimes we demolish spaces. So, you know, nature knows how to do that. It will light a fire for itself to burn down the old debris. So the new foliage, the new trees, all that stuff can come in. Nature knows how to do this. We've just gotten so used to having things done for us that we forgot that we're in the driver's seat. So what I see is most of us that are on this wave, on this truth wave, we understand that, oh yeah, like it's me, I'm the power source. This has to happen. So we sit back and we watch it almost like a spectator. Yes, and we are affected in ways. Like I got sick last week and there's other things that affect us for sure. But you don't take it personally. You just know it's part of the change. We are part of the change. We're the change agents. And we can fight it, which of course we know is way harder than just allowing. We allow this to unfold. It'll unfold way more quickly if we just allow. Just like your unfoldment, it's actually the same. When we fight against change, so say all your programs, your filters, whatever it was, if you fought against letting go, it's going to be a very slow process. If you want drama, or if you want to get distracted in all of this, if you want to study every single thing and the minutia of why it happened, it's going to be a slow process. But if you're like me and you just want to light that wildfire inside yourself and say, burn away, burn it all away, let's just start fresh. That to me is the most efficient way to do it. But I can't tell you how to do it. You know, it's interesting for me to watch how different people do it. For me, this higher consciousness is already there. It's there. I'm in it, waiting for so many people to join me. So pulling you up. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. There's lots of people doing this right now, getting into that higher consciousness, babies being born into it already. So it's building, building, building. And what I see is it's just a way lighter way of existence. Not so much exaggeration or magnification on the lower frequencies or even the higher ones. What's going to happen is we'll just come into that oneness where we just are, that neutrality, where we won't need to fight wars, We won't need to, you know, have viruses running through the globe. We won't need to do that anymore. We won't have famine. We won't have any of that stuff anymore. It'll be more gentle. There still will be division because we come down here for that, you know, that duality so we can actually understand ourselves. So it still will exist, but not to such a heightened degree, you know, where we feel love, but we also see hatred. That won't exist anymore. We're just going to get way more centered and way more balanced in that space of neutrality. So the people that do best with this are the ones that just say, let's go. And they understand this is just an experience for us to be able to jump into that higher consciousness. So we just let go and we say, I know once the storm is over, everything is going to fall into place and it's going to be way better than I could ever even imagine. So I don't even imagine. You know, I've had snippets of visions and stuff, but I think it's going to be even grander than that. So I don't even go there to try to figure out what it's going to look like because I want to be surprised. But it's going to feel way lighter and people are just going to feel like they finally come home and they can relax here and actually enjoy this experience where we don't hurt people, places, or things anymore. We help. We encourage, we hold each other's hands, and we push each other forward higher. Just like that really pure, beautiful friendship that we have, we push each other from a space of love, but also determination and discipline, where we know sometimes, you know, that person looks to us for that strength. And really, that's what I'm doing with you guys, is just holding my space so you can see by example what it looks like for someone to be unwavering. And that is true strength. So not getting distracted, holding that spiritual discipline in place and saying, let's go. And yes, I do see other things coming and it feels like it's going to, the waves will quicken. So what I wanted to talk about today was just that resilience. What we're doing here, it's true resilience. So it's not, you know, building a fort or building a bunker or stockpiling food or, you know, bringing in things from the outside to protect you. It's about you coming into that space of oneness with yourself. And you'll see that you feel really, really safe no matter what. So building that resilience. Yes, there is some practical. There's always practical things we need to do because we're human. So we do need to be practical, but you'll know at spirit level what feels right and what feels like, you know, part of this, the news campaign about, you know, what is being, what you're being told to do and what feels right for you to do. We do need to pay respect to, you know, our older population, and it's easy to self-isolate, and it's actually really full of many gains for you to do that right now because you get to actually jump many, many levels as you self-isolate. That's, you know, the last couple of weeks when I was unwell, I just said, if I'm going to be here doing this, let's go. Even though I feel like crap, it doesn't matter. At spirit level, you never feel like crap. That's just a physical part of this because at spirit level, I was just, it was amazing. So there will be lots of things happening in the future, and what we're doing is building that resilience now. So as the next wave comes, and whatever that might be, you're just going to be even hardier for that, and you're going to know, oh, I just have to hold my power, and I'm going to be protected. You will always be protected when you're in the present moment. So, and the best thing you can do for your children is to just, like that mask you put on the air, in the airplane, it's the same thing here. You hold your power, and you show them, by example, how to hold your power, and they'll learn to do that too. We're meant to be strong for our children and not do things for them and, you know, crippling them in that way. We are there to represent, and that's really the case for all things. We're there to represent, and then that's how we wake up. We're change agents. We're waking up people. We're coming in and we're shaking them up through frequency work, and we're saying, wake up, you've been asleep. And it's like people go, whoa, I knew this was here. I knew this was me, but I forgot. I was in a deep, deep sleep. And and then off they go, off you go into your wonderment, into that state of oneness and that awakened adventure. And that's how we're all meant to be here. So it's happening, and we're at the start of it, but it's happening, and this process is really starting to unfold where we assume our roles as those leaders, whether it's just leading at your home, leading yourself, you know, leading lots of people. It doesn't really matter. You just have to understand what your space is here, and it's to hold your power, and nothing ever. No emergency. You will never, if you stay in the present moment, you are not going to feel those lower frequencies. It just can't happen, because you're locked in to who you are, and the magnificence of who you are would never allow those lower frequencies to come in unless you ask for them, because you want to learn something. So I did that last week. I dove deep. I wanted to go further, so I dove into it, but I did it from a place of strength. I said, I want to study more nooks and crannies of our existence. So, you know, diving into those darker spaces, but it's not like I was dragged there. I chose to go there in my power. And with that, you're rewarded, because it's like that person's got, you know, that chutzpah. Is it chutzpah? I'll have to look up that word. Anyhow, it's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. So today, as we prepare for a day of oneness. Yep, just you. Oneness. And in that oneness, you'll feel how connected you are to all. The more oneness you feel for yourself, so the higher you go, the more filters and distortions or programs you release. So you're just this pristine, beautiful, spiritual field, the closer you get to that one source, that oneness. The simpler it gets. The safer you feel. Deep breath in. Starting at our feet, let's start to feel and generate the beauty, remembering who you are, picking up anything that's ready to go today. Let's move it on out. So you can shine, so you can lead, so you can feel yourself in your trueness, without distraction, simple, beautiful you. Into the feet and up the ankles, feeling your bones, feeling your flesh, celebrating who you are, acknowledging where you're at today. It's important to know where you are so you can know where to go. Calves, shins, knees, upper legs. Feel your quads, feel your hamstrings, feel all your muscles, feel the bones. Feel your groin area, your stability place, that strong foundation, locking in, that oneness. That's true resilience, locking in. Feeling your torso, up your spine. Celebrating your spine, the perfect curve, the strength of your back, all the nerves that run up along your spine, the miracle of your body. It's been waiting for you to feel that oneness. That's how we heal, is to come back in, every cell, coming back in, luxuriating in your body. Feeling your heart space now. That knowing, that trust, the more you lock in to that oneness, the more trust. It's a win-win. You feel good, and then all those people around you start feeling good because they feel the comfort that you've come home to, and you're just an example for them. You don't even have to say anything. They'll just feel you. Feel your heart. Feel it expanding. Feel your field, your space. Just for you. You take that everywhere you go. For this life, when you leave, you take it. You come back, you bring it back. You go, you come, you go, you come, you go. That oneness, never changing, safe. Feel your heart. Up your neck, into your face. Your lips, your nose, your eyes, your eyebrows, your eyelashes, the sockets of your eyes, luxuriating in the bones of your face. The quiet. Your quiet time to come back into that oneness, never forgetting who you are, never stepping into the drama. Into the brain, feeling your brain, feeling all thoughts leaving, that emptiness, agile, clear, connected. Ready to work when we need it, pulling in the information as we need it, but releasing the libraries full of old, outdated knowledge. This is a new way. It's not religious. It's not spiritual. This is the way of our future. It's been here forever. But it's starting to gain power. People understanding the power that you hold. Feeling your brain. The peace coming in there. Now feeling the three areas, your head clear, your heart trust that oneness, your groin grounded, strong, a powerhouse here. Feeling your field, arm's length all around you, feeling the beauty of you owning your space. The more of us that walk around like this, the more beauty in the world. Deep breath in. Excited with anticipation as this major change is coming in, that lightness of being for one of all, one and all, that new consciousness being birthed in front of our eyes. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow.